Farm news this Monday morning here on the Red River Farm Network, and we begin this morning with news of the passing of John Vosicek. John was one of the three co-founders of the Red River Farm Network. Thanks to his perseverance, the Red River Farm Network went on the air in December of 1995 with some secondhand equipment and contracts with a dozen radio affiliates.
We were driven by passion for excellence. We were driven so much by being the best that you can be in this business.
John made those comments in an interview 6 years ago. We shared the news of John's death this weekend on social media, and the response was immediate. A farmer from Crookston said all John ever wanted to do was tell the story of agriculture. An ag professional in the central Red River Valley offered thanks to John for pioneering good ag reporting in the Northern Plains. Another grower said John made everyone feel like they belonged. Others described John as a true gentleman, humble, a terrific advocate for agriculture, and a pioneer and a professional. Farm broadcasting legend Max Armstrong said he took great pride, justifiably so, in the Red River Farm Network. From the very beginning, John said the network's mission was to super serve farmers and those who want to do business with them.
We were out there among our customers all the time, whether it be the farmer listeners or the advertisers, where we would seek income. And you really were in the arena. There was no ivory towers where we were.
John was 80 years old when he passed this past Thursday. Visitation and prayer services will be held tomorrow afternoon evening in Lakota, North Dakota, with funeral services Wednesday in Devil's Lake. John may have passed, but his legacy remains with us every time we open the microphone. This is Don Wick for the Red River Farm Network.